On June 19, 1865, more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, news that slavery had ended reached Galveston, Texas. Slaves in this part of the country learned that they were free. This milestone is known as Juneteenth and is celebrated annually on the 19th of June. KACU's Joy Benalla talked with a woman in Abilene who's organizing the local Juneteenth celebration.
Sienna Miller has a photograph of her great-great-great-grandmother, an African-American woman named Harriet Vaughn Sims. In the photograph, a bouquet of flowers covers her left hand. Miller says that's because three of her fingers were cut off as a way to brand her.
There's some true hard realities of what the slaves had to go through in order for us to all be where we are today. And we're still on that path of journey of healing and becoming free, both physically and mentally.
Miller is now the chair of the Juneteenth celebration. She's organizing a 3-day event to honor the state holiday.
Even though we mark this celebration, we're going to talk about the truth of the matter because it's a very painful, very ugly history.
Miller says the annual celebration is really all about teaching the younger generations.
The story needs to continue to be told because generations die off. Our ancestors are long gone, but yet it's important to maintain our history and the story that carries us into the present day to help us, I think, understand why things even are the way they are now. I think when we understand our history, we understand better our present and what to do going forward.
There will be a health fair, business expo, and gospel fest this weekend at the Abilene Convention Center. On Monday, the Curtis House will be open to the public. The museum highlights local African American history. For KACU, I'm Joy Benalla.